priceless. Promise of paradise. And it's very easy and simple to understand where the scripture came from. Luke chapter 23, beginning with verse 39. Luke chapter 23, beginning with verse 39. Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." But the other answering rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? We indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said to Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I say unto you, today you will be with me in paradise." May we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this scripture and all scripture. We ask you, Lord, to bless the reading and the hearing of it. And that in receiving it within our hearts, that we may be willing to share with others the good news of Christ. In the Savior's holy name we pray, amen. What can seven statements from the dying Christ on the cross communicate to modern day people like you and I? As much as it meant to the people back in Jesus' day, those seven statements mean as much today to us. To all people everywhere, especially Christians. Today we thank you, Christ, for these words. His prayer for the forgiveness of those who crucified him provide us with a pattern to follow when we are mistreated. And Jesus' promise of paradise for the penitent thief provides us with all of the hope that we need and with a number of truths that can be, they can have real meaning for us today. There's five promises in this. The first one is the promise of Christ. It reveals that salvation is by the grace of God and Him alone. The gracious words of promise from our Lord to an undeserving thief who was dying for his crime provided us with a vivid illustration of the unmerited love of God for all sinners. Just as the thief was a sinner, you and I are sinners. Maybe we didn't steal and rob like he did, but we still sin. But God loves sinners. He doesn't love the sin, but He loves sinners. The experience reveals that forgiveness is a free gift. The thief could not earn or purchase or He didn't deserve forgiveness. Forgiveness is always free. Sonship to God is a free gift. We cannot buy or earn our way into the family of God. It is a free gift to those who put their faith in their Savior, Jesus Christ. It's a free gift to those who really do want it, and who ask Christ for this forgiveness. Eternal life is a free gift from God. Heaven, the paradise our Lord promised to the thief, that is a free gift. Heaven is not a reward given to those who demonstrate unusual piety or unexpected loyalty or generosity. Heaven holds rewards for those who have lived a life of faithfulness, obedience, and of service to mankind, but mostly to God. Heaven itself is the gift of God to those who receive Jesus Christ as Lord of their life. Secondly, the promise of Christ reveals just how God answers prayers of an honest sinner. To the thief's credit, he was honest in his admission of his sins. He said to the other criminal who was being crucified in verse 41, "We receive the due rewards of our deeds." People have a natural tendency to pass the buck. They want to blame someone else when they get in trouble or somebody calls their hand down. We rationalize our actions and try to put the responsibility on somebody else instead of standing up, looking in the mirror, and say, "I did wrong. I'm sorry, Lord." Some people blame their parents for their going wrong. I hear it time and time again. People come in and they say, "Preacher, my past, that's the reason I am the way I am." I don't buy into that statement. Others try to hold society responsible for the situation in which they find themselves. We need to honestly and earnestly face our own personal responsibility for the situation that we do find ourselves. Only when we do so will we begin to make progress in our lives. We need to be honest with ourselves. But more importantly, we need to be honest with God. We need to quit blaming others for our failures. We need to quit blaming others for our shortcomings, for our mistakes. Let's follow the pattern of the thief and admit our own shortcomings and failures And then we can trust God for mercy and forgiveness. The third promise is from Christ to the thief. It reveals encouragement and hope for all sinners. Christ took time out of his agony, and here he is hanging up on the cross. And he takes time out to answer this thief. He gives the thief hope. God will save all of us who come to Him through Christ, asking for forgiveness, asking for help, showing that we are earnest about our life changes. The Bible teaches us that we are the property of God by right of creation and by right of His providential care to us. Those of us who have trusted Christ belong to God also by right of our great redemption. In spite of the fact that we are God's property, many of us we've sinned against God. Maybe we haven't stolen from Him, but if we have sinned, we've sinned against God. And we fall into the category of being like the thieves, sinners. But the good thing is, our Lord would pray, "Father, forgive them." That's the good Lord that we serve. He would give us the joy of forgiveness and the promise of paradise. Fourth promise of Christ to the thief reveals what death can mean to a believer. Through faith in Jesus Christ, we can claim the promise that He made to the thief. When He said, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." For the believer to be away from the body is to be at home with the Lord, according to 2 Corinthians 5:8. Paul believed and affirmed that life for the Christian should be centered totally in Jesus Christ. But to die is to experience gain, according to Philippians 1:21. The psalmist spoke in 116 verse 15. He spoke of the death of the saints of God as being precious in the sight of the Lord. It is through death that the children of God go home to be with God. And the fifth promise of Christ to the thief, it reveals the nearness of heaven for the believer. What did he say? Today. For the thief, heaven began on the day of his crucifixion. Heaven began on the day that he made his plea to Jesus Christ for divine consideration. Some time ago, I was reading a book, and it was telling about criminals who had been mass murderers. And I came across one that really caught my heart, and it tugged at it. A 35-year-old man killed his first person at 17. By the time that he was 30, he'd killed more than 28 people. He had forgotten exactly how many it was. But somewhere along the line, somebody introduced him to Jesus Christ. And right before he was to go to the death chamber, he found Christ. And instead of walking very slowly or fighting the whole way, he led them down the hall in a hurry. One of the guards asked him, why was he in such a hurry? And he said, he quoted this scripture, today I will be with Christ in heaven and I'm in a hurry. He had asked God to forgive him for all those murders. He asked the families to forgive him. He asked everyone concerned to forgive him. And he felt differently in his heart from that day forward. Today the gates of the kingdom of God are still open. Today you can still confess your sins to God Almighty and ask Him to forgive you and to grant you the gift of eternal life. Today the Savior stands at your heart's door and He's gently knocking on your door, pleading to come in to be your Redeemer, your Savior, your friend, your guide, your helper. Today the Savior listens for your plea just as He listened for the plea of the thief on the cross next to His Son, Jesus Christ. Today the Lord will hear you if you will but pray as did the thief. And He will meet the deepest need of your heart and your life. One of the thieves waited until it was too late. One of the thieves died not knowing that Jesus Christ was his Lord and Savior. So we know where He is. He's with Satan himself for all of eternity. He is separated from God for all of eternity. But one of the thieves waited until it was almost too late. But praise the Lord, he didn't wait too late. What about you? Have you made your plea to Christ to save you, to forgive you of your sins? Make your plea to the Savior today, just as that thief on that cross did. And we can give thanks to the good Lord above. May we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have laid this message on my heart. We thank you for the ones that are here to hear it. And may it resonate within their hearts and their minds, their spirit, Lord. We give you the praise and glory before it's because it's one that come directly from you. And Lord, we thank you for forgiveness. We thank you for hope in Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.